about that time. It's party time from the Couch of Swine on RadioDR.co.za.
Hi.
It's party time.
I'm so confused.
Oh, wait. No, I'm literally going to
do it. Oh, I can hear myself now. Ooh.
Can I?
That sounds so sexy. Okay. Hey, baby.
Can we go? Can you press record?
Gonna tune it up. Okay, I can guess this. Sure.
Can Let's you go. Press record?
Yeah. It's recording. It's recording.
Have you started recording?
Sure,
yes. Oh,
wait.
It's party time.
Hey, party time, my pimp, but
dog.
Away.
How's it, everyone?
Excellent. We're back.
We're another episode of the Couch of Swine.
And back like Umkolo.
And I'm sitting with Mikey, who can't let me speak. And Slu's back again. Who's Osqabanisa?
Dog, we're just pushing vibes today. We're just pushing vibes. That's all it is.
Hey, bruh.
I got my vibes.
Executive producer. Let me school you, dog. I'm all good. Have some vibes. Have some drinks flowing. Have, you know, the people around you.
Yeah, you to Slu.
Yeah. Youth.
When I was youth, we used to do different things for fun.
What you do, Slu? Slu was wild, bro.
What
you
do, Slu?
Do not see Slu as skinny now and to say shatile. Slu, yo. I'm putting you on blast. Because last time it was all about my relationship. So today,
it's all about
Slu. Dieting. Hey.
Yo, do you see what happened to that guy?
Yeah, we'll get there. We're drinking up. Today. We are sipping on, guys, let me plug you. Today we're sipping on this fancy sparkling wine called Moscato. Super cheap. Very affordable.
Hey, don't say cheap.
Very affordable.
Yeah, it's not shunjala.
And delicious. Sonje, it's a nice date wine. Sonje, must dala, guys. Dala. But anyway, Aspinde didn't go chencha dieting. Did you see how that man got put on blast?
Dog, it's not sad. It's fucking humiliating. As a man with the camera in your face and Jay, everything is taken away from you. Like, did you see his face, dog? Like, there was nothing he could do. He was being confronted.
He was cornered. And
he seems like a soft man, Vele. So to have all of that in your face on blast like that and then go all over the country.
But did you know that he's cheated before?
Yeah, wait, just go back. What actually happened?
So I want to assume that maybe his wife went and for those normal gyne
tests.
And then maybe that's when she found out that, girl, it ain't right down there.
So basically, my girl has found out.
Two and two together.
Ugoti, she's got an STD, yabo. And mind you, the whole premise of that is that, like, I'm faithful, I think. I don't know how she found out they were cheating, but I'm pretty sure if she goes to a gynae and she says she's got an STD and she's faithful to her husband, then obviously her man is doing some fucked up shit.
And then what does she do?
So
then she took the phone.
She took the phone.
No, she just took a phone. Don't know whose phone it was.
And then started recording and Slu. And I said, my girl. It wasn't an argument. It was his wife shouting at him. So I say, when a dog, like, you don't deserve anything. You don't deserve your kids. You fucked up my life. But you gave me an STD that is killing my womb right now.
Yeah, I can't have kids now.
I might not be able to have kids because of this STD. Who? Why? Who were you cheating with? What were you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, under all of that pressure, my man, he didn't even keep it real. Didn't keep it OG. He didn't keep quiet. He was like, I will on this day at this hotel room.
Yeah.
After my,
he
spilled the tea, he spilled the beans,
place,
everything.
How, whom, where.
The name. And when he says that name, now people know, go to, oh, it's that person. That person is also married.
Yeah, we marriage, but also, usebenza e outsurance na again.
It's a work affair.
He works where he works.
Cabanga. Yeah.
Now the big question here is though, is it what she did, is it okay? Because now she was threatening him, Uwuti, if he doesn't tell her who he was cheating with, she's gonna refuse him to see their child. One. And then two, now she's obviously put it on blast. She's put it up on social media, she's put it up everywhere.
Sure.
And this is obviously now affecting his work. Say, they're pulling out some adverts. Okay, he's suspended. Jay, he might.
So now, I know people in South Africa are fighting Uguti. His personal life shouldn't affect his work life. Because it's hanging up to Uguti is cheating.
Okay, Iman, so in this, so that's what we're going to discuss.
No, we can discuss all the avenues of it.
I'm trying to ask
Uguti. Who sits where here?
I sit at, yes, he cheated, but he doesn't deserve for his work to be jeopardized. Because Iqineni, she's going to be the one now saying, oh, he's not providing child support, or he's not providing just in general, the spectrum of, aga provide for the child. And it's like, but my bro,
no, but at the same time,
job no more because
as a household name, not even name, a household face, that you see every 10 minutes, eight up, you see his face every 10 minutes if you're watching DSTV.
Sure.
Now, that nigga, with all of that stuff being said about him, you have to see that, and your kids have to see that, and they're going to eventually know, Guti, why is this man who does bad things on TV every 10 seconds?
Yeah.
That's another thing. Like, I don't think he should get his job, you know, like, he should get fired, but at the same time, you understand, Uguti, he can't play the same role anymore.
That's fine. He doesn't have to play the same role. But, you know, you can't also now, fire him and take away all, like, his salary's way of living because he cheated. I mean, how many people, Big Boss, are cheating out here? Aibo.
Wrong.
And then, and they don't get fired. Cheating. Your contract doesn't say if you cheat, you must get fired.
But most contracts or most places of work say, Uguti, you represent us as a company. So anything you do, it's obviously going to come back to us. And if they stated it, I feel like if they do state it, then they can say, Uguti, okay, we don't need you because you're coming with all of this bad publicity.
No, but
you get.
No, I get that. And what you're not understanding is that I'm not attacking the companies, Mina. I'm attacking his, I'm questioning his wife. Indlela aekte ngayo is that, yes, that could have been a private thing. That whole situation could have just been private without videoing it. Because now, of this. And yes, it's. Yes, the company can still...
Yeah, shut the nook.
Now it makes sense, bro.
It looks white.
That's why colored.
It looks white.
End of the day,
all right.
I think...
Okay, can you just unpack why that makes sense?
Please, I had to say it so that...
Because that's a standard.
No, I don't think black people...
Black people don't... Generally
conservative.
Yeah.
It's culture.
If we were American, we'd be Republicans.
So yeah, I mean, that's my thing. Is that like I just question the way the wife handled the situation. Understanding, yes, she was upset and she has every right to be upset, but no. No, my lady.
Don't say no, bruh. We all handle these things differently.
Yeah, but
as people.
Okay, people. Sure. So I see the line now.
Yeah.
So you say, I see where Mike's coming from and saying it's okay. It's a gum. If you have bad baggage and publicity and whatnot, then it makes sense for the company
to minus
you
to
pick whether they want to work with you or not.
Or like diminish.
Not necessarily diminish. I'd say because they're banking on your image value.
Yeah, okay. You
know what I'm saying? It's like they're writing, they're saying it's okay, your brand fits my brand publicly, so...
But the thing is, in his position, he's not a brand. Because we didn't know. I feel like nobody knew his name before now. Because of this whole drama.
Yeah,
but
we just knew him as the outro.
He's the token black boy.
No, but that's like you. Like, the important people knew his name for him to get that job, yeah, but any, so
yeah,
he had to have some sort of brand to be in that position.
Anyway, yeah, 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 okay.
Yeah, but so I get that part of your argument.
Sure.
Yeah, I get that part of your argument. Mm. Yeah, of course, but me, Onga could. I see it all the way through. I get your part of the argument too. In where you guys get twisted is how the female acted in this scenario.
Yeah.
Which is
Kukanjan.
In my
Yeah. No, for once.
Me, I'm inside the for me.
What she's no, overwhelming. No, doesn't
not
need
that,
it.
Not that. There's it's like shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but for me, I question why I'd see something private publicly.
Mm.
I don't question what I'm seeing necessarily, but I always question why am I seeing this
publicly.
Publicly, yeah. But
I mean,
so also it's like the emotional point in the argument or in the scenario is the whole medical stuff.
Yeah.
Which becomes, which adds a little bit more, like, emotional.
No, but slew, like, you know, Mina.
Yeah, no, wait, no, but yeah. I'm saying that's the thing, that because if it wasn't a medical issue, if, let's say, there wasn't anything where it would affect her reproduction.
Yeah. It just would have been cheating.
A conversation about cheating.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. And then it would have been like, is her action still, is it still
working? Valid.
But that she gets a pass because of the womb thing.
Yeah. Minage, it's not because of she gets a pass because of the womb thing. I just think even if it was just cheating alone and the whole STD stuff didn't happen, it's the way people are judging her about a reaction. But like, I just feel like you can't judge people on how they react or how they feel emotion towards something. You know, because it might not be deep for you,
yeah, but
then, it could be somebody's else's end of the world.
Yeah, no, that's cool. But I mean, like, we all get judged on our actions at the end of the day anyway. So you saying you can't feel that somebody can't be judged on their actions. No one's exempt from their actions. Like,
yeah,
like no one's exempt from their actions. And at the very least, you have to be able to be judged by your actions. At the very least. Yeah, but in otherwise, it's kuluman.
Mm.
I mean, it's either you feel sympathy or you don't.
It's not that I don't feel sympathy. So it's not that, like I'm telling you, like I can see in the scenario, the heart-wrenching part is the medical
reasons. Yeah.
I can understand how that, if you facing that and that possibility of never having kids again, in especially if you want kids or you don't even have kids, I don't even know the situation.
Yeah.
They have one kid.
Something like that.
But like, yeah, I can get how that can, you know, force an impulsive reaction.
Sure.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that, like, outside of that, if it wasn't for, like, just outside of the emotional aspect of that, if I still put it in the confines of a marriage, of a union, of something private, which didn't involve us anyway when we were getting there.
Yeah.
I still don't see how, as tragic as it is, how I'm still supposed to be able to see what are we talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just honestly think, and I still stand it. I still stand. Uguti dog, ngega during such a heated argument or whatever, conversation, whatever it is, when you still Bambi have phone. Time to open your phone, to
Nick. Go to World your, Star.
You know, like it just doesn't Nick. Make sense for me. And that's where I think that's why I stop at a certain place, sympathize with the wife.
Mm.
Yes, she got cheated on and that sucks.
Yeah.
Yes, it's her husband. Yes, she got a STD and now she can't have kids. That fucking sucks.
Yeah, dog.
I can only imagine how that feels.
Mm.
But la where I cut it off is that Usis is still in her emotions, in her overwhelmingness. Had the time yok tatu klingo am kombe ati ya boy ends of that thing. And yes, Mike, you're right, absolutely right. We can't judge people by the way they react because that's fun song.
Mm.
But look where phone.
But it goes beyond the phone. Like one day, like in this situation, it's for this situation it's a phone. For who's that guy that imagine this in your mouth?
Ooh.
Uma.
Okay, yes. Did you see what his wife did?
What?
So in this situation, it's a phone.
What?
In that situation, she took her time with like a screwdriver or something and went all around his G-Wagon.
You're
and
lying.
Coughed the whole fucking yeah, car.
But even that is wrong, though.
But
even
that's the reaction.
Wait,
reaction.
Wait, but
that's
who
the
showed
reaction.
It?
Huh?
Who showed it?
Okay, he showed it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, because now it just, it doesn't exactly. look like she's trying to come up with a solution. Now it just looks like she's being malicious.
To, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but
that's
yeah.
what
showed
it,
that, it. Yeah, Slu,
no,
who showed it,
about,
but in both senses.
I'm talking about Unkosikazi.
Yeah, we know, we know. But Slu.
Mina Unkosikazi and Checha Dideng and Ukikapo in the same boat.
Yeah, that's what
yes,
I'm
saying. Yes, those two are on the same boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but Mina Ngiti, lo Unkosikazi Checha Dideng. Now it stops looking like we need to sympathize with her. Now it starts to look like she's trying to jeopardize him.
Yeah.
And Vele, he shouldn't. He must be jeopardized. But not. I mean, income is important.
Yeah.
Income is important. Whether you fuck up as a
that's
man.
That's hunting, bro.
No, but whether you
that's
fuck up as a
that's your ability to hunt.
Yeah. Whether you fuck up as a man, whether you fuck up as a woman, it doesn't matter, Ganjani, dog. But melube ne man. So we are keeping my name low, man. Like, literally, you ain't shit no more, nigga. No one wants to see you on TV.
Because that's what she thinks needs to happen.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Uguti, then it starts to look malicious instead of it looking like, wow,
a woman scorned. A woman scorned.
Django Bushu, that's what she thinks needs to happen, man. How do you weigh that and like, it's fine?
What do you mean? Like weighing her recording?
No, I'm saying when you said Uguti, that's what she thinks needs to happen. Yeah, but in, by recording, by doing the recording thing. Yeah.
I mean, I don't
how
know.
Do you, like, how do you weigh that impulsive thought in regardless of the circumstances? Okay, even adding the circumstances, keep the circumstances in it. But
yeah,
think about it as like it's a thought.
Yeah.
The weight of that thought and that action to like the results, like everything that's happening in the guy's life.
Wait, Slu, repeat that. I'm not understanding your question. Like the weight of the thoughts of her doing all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like you said. Well, that's what she thought needs to happen. Like it's just like a fleeting thing. Like you know, like it's just like you know, people can think things if they feel hurt, and then regardless of what those thoughts and actions do.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like that's your sense of justice. That's what she thinks needed to happen. Unlike me, I would have handled it a different situation. It's all about like your morals and your vision and what you think life is and what you think needs to happen. Angisahlangene mina lapho, the way she takes things.
Like you're defending.
I'm not defending. I'm just saying, Uguti, like the whole judgment thing is bad. But she's not right for doing what she did. You get what I'm saying? I don't think
and
we should judge her too harshly.
Don't make a rat.
Yes, exactly that. I'm just trying to like weigh it out in the sense, Uguti. Okay, he really fucked up, but
yeah, I wasn't there.
She really fucked up as well
I mean,
by doing what
there.
She's doing.
No, I mean,
we
there.
All weren't there, but just one perspective
no, we
here
there.
Too.
No, we were there for her part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Cause
no, we were there for her part. I mean, I'm just saying I wasn't there for all the other stuff. At least if it was a show which I was involved in from the gate, then I said yes.
Yeah.
Finally, come on, get it.
Then you'd understand.
Yeah, well,
my question now goes out to like us. Let's like make this personal now. Is how would you guys have reacted? And obviously I'll share how I would react, but how would you guys have reacted? Or what do you think is the right way to react?
Slu, if she gave you an STD, Slu.
Actually, I can't say what is the right way because everyone is entitled to their
no,
own way
but
to feel right.
On,
what's your way
on
of
this
reacting
generic
to this?
Sense, Uguti, she gave us an STD, Slu. You might not have kids anymore. I don't know if you want to have kids one day or something. Do you?
Yeah,
you won't have kids one day. But mind you, this person has fucked this up for you. Possibly.
So what's your reaction?
What's
Slu?
Your reaction?
I'm
sure. This is what she's suplex, love.
No.
Yeah. Obviously. Deeply Rooted doesn't condone such, sorry.
I don't know where that came from, but it's fine.
I know. Endorsements, dog.
Yeah, but it's Mike. Personal views aren't held by this team.
I don't know why the fuck I'm laughing, because it's me.
I'm joking, but like, firstly, it'll be internal. That's one thing. It's going to be an internal thing. It's never going to be like a publicized thing. I just don't publicize
your internal life.
Yeah, imagine anything. I feel like people have it twisted.
Yeah.
In just in terms of how and where they place things and how things are. And like, not that for me also, I'm like an extremist because like I just barely use the publicizing social media. So it's like, I'm not, at least if I was in the middle to say, well, it's okay, at least this is what I'm posting about any. So I'm also not a good case to like pull from. But yeah, it'll be an internal thing. If I'm suffering. Obviously, you're gonna go through. I'm not saying it'll be easy to
just leave.
Devastated or any of that. Nah, that's obvious shit though. Like it's obvious you're gonna be devastated, especially if that's something that you hold close to your heart and that you actually want for yourself and whatever. Oh, you haven't even had.
Sure.
So obviously, but it wouldn't be news.
Yes. Honestly, I'm big on like, let's sit and fix
forgiveness.
Things.
Oh,
that's the girl we need.
Oh my God, I'm
not. I'm not gonna lie. But obviously, in the beginning, I'd be fucking like hurt and hacked and like upset and angry. I'd go through that process. You know, kick him out. I'm all about myself and self-worth.
Pros and cons.
But at some point, especially if umthando muntu, there will be that thing where you're gonna find yourself drifting towards him, unless you really like sad.
Yeah.
Unless you really like strength enough to be like, no, not anymore. Mm. But I mean, I know. Even if we don't have to continue the marriage and relationship, but I'm big on, okay, fine, this is what happened. Let's agree that we are no longer in it to win it. Mm. We are no longer in a marriage. We can divorce. But, you know, you were a big part of my life for a very long time.
Sure.
So I'd like you to still be a part of it, but now obviously I'm giving you a different title. You know, you're no longer going to be my husband. You're not my friend. You're not my friend, but
it'll be safe.
Ex-lover.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just me. But obviously, maybe when I'm older, it's going to be different. You know. But for now, that's literally my mindset. Is that I don't like leaving people just. Bye. I don't do that. I'd rather. Demote your title.
She's so Patrice.
Yeah.
And you, Mark?
Hey, bro. Me personally, I'm a big family person, so I'd be devastated. I'd do a lot of things to myself whatever I can't do to you, I'd probably do it to myself. Yeah, I'd find a way to do it to myself until I'm out of my bubble and I'm out of my hurt.
Yeah.
And then I find my peace and then I just get everything that I need from you. I just need understanding.
Yeah.
Why that whole thing happened. Why am I suffering? And I just need to know that it's not my fault.
And that's the shit that I did everything that I could do. Yeah.
Like
it came in. That sucks about cheating though.
And if you didn't?
Then it's also, I'm a part of the whole shandis. Mm. Then I can claim it. I didn't do anything to make sure that she was comfortable enough not to cheat, if I didn't give her the world that
you're
I promised her.
You're going to blame it on yourself.
No, Doc Pella, some of the things happen, you know. Like, if I didn't give it my all the way I was meant to, then
Mark, you're such a victim, my bro.
I'm not a victim, dog. I'm not a victim.
There's absolutely no excuse for someone cheating.
But certain things will happen, you know. I miss something somewhere. you know. But now I'm going to be realistic
the
in
the
sense. The
whole point of the relationship is because you conversate. You say, Mark, you missed here. Bring and, here back.
Yes. But what if I try to bring it back? And what if she tried to bring it back and I wasn't there? I wasn't trying. I wasn't doing the most. I was focused on my own things.
No fucking way.
I'm realistic with myself.
No, I get that. I'm just saying no fucking way.
There's I can't
no
just way. Blame you.
Way this my finger's going to point back at me for someone else.
Wait, it's easier to do this. Nah, it's easier.
It takes two, dog. It takes two.
Mike. Nah. Okay, Superman. Why would you cheat on your man?
That's a big question because, like, I don't know what would push me to cheat to begin with. I don't know.
Asang nagi.
No.
You've never had that?
No.
You had that. We've had this conversation before.
I've felt what?
Ghosting. Umuntang asang nagi. They just disappear.
Yeah, but, like, that was someone that's not in a relationship with me.
Okay. So literally nothing comes to mind.
Maybe money. No, legit would probably be like, yeah, maybe you're right. Unganagi and what else? I don't know. Just, you know, but it's just consistency. I think, yes, for sure, maybe someone cheats because they haven't kept that consistency. You're bringing me flowers. Then now within the marriage, I don't even get flowers at all.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe, yeah. So I think Nama do get annoyed when something's not consistent.
Yeah.
You know? But it's, like I said, it's a matter of conversation. But then, for sure, you don't come to the party once I've conversated, I'm not saying go and cheat, but baby girl.
Yeah. With me, I'm a strong believer, Guti, like, you can't be 50-50 all of the time, you know? Sometimes your partner's going to be at 10% and you have to be 90.
And
because
that's
of
okay.
the situation.
Yes,
you know?
And that's okay.
That's
there
fine.
Are places where the one partner is stronger than the other, you know?
Yeah, but like sometimes, Nami, when I'm at 10, you need to be at 110. You understand? Mm-mm. No, make it even better then. You understand?
No.
How about it?
No.
I'm by myself.
Yes, you're with yourself.
Oh, you guys don't love.
Once someone starts
in that
being
way,
110
you don't
all
love
the
love.
Time.
Don't
no,
love
then
enough.
When someone starts being 110 all the time and you're always just a 10, then that person's going to be like,
why
I want to go,
just a 10?
Yeah, I want to be with someone who's 110 too. I want to feel like I'm the 10.
Bella, that's up to you to pick up your socks and go, it's okay, I'm done being a 10. Let me be 110 for my 110. You
no,
know?
But like saying it genuinely to all 10, 110 now, and you're not being 110. So okay, bye. Here's another 110.
And that's as easy as it is.
Yeah,
you
no,
can only tolerate
I
it for so long.
Cheating is easy. Cheating is the easy way out. That's why people do it. I think that's the reason.
Because people just want to leave.
From
the
what?
There's other thing I want to show you, but I'll show you afterwards.
Yeah,
after
can I please chat? I think cheating is the easy way out of the whatever commitment you have. Like, it's easier to cheat and be like,
I don't like you anymore.
Then to be like, I don't like you anymore. Because now you have to explain why you don't like that person anymore.
Where do you
gotta explain after from? Cheating.
Wait, Mike, but where does she get that idea from?
I don't know. It's just, why do people cheat so much then?
Because
instead
that time,
Instead of just sitting with the person and being like, you know what? Not because it's someone else. Because
sure.
also sometimes the reason why they can sit down,
sure.
Sure. You'll sit you down and be
liver.
Like, I don't like you anymore. It's because the economy
moved.
They can, like, anyone, whether it's a man or woman, you can't just be like, yeah, in bed. Not because it's someone else, but because but that's what I'm saying, that I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
All I ever hear is someone breaking up with someone because they're either in love with someone else or because they've been caught cheating.
Okay.
You know, that's why I'm saying maybe cheating is easier. Because even if you are, even if you weren't cheating, but you're in love with someone else, I'd still consider that cheating. But some people wouldn't. They'd just be like, oh, no, he just, you know, he found someone else. Or he clicked with someone else. But they've never had sex. They've never touched each other. They've just been chatting. Or they've just been in each other's space, you know?
Yeah. I hear that, dog. But, like...
That's why I'm saying I feel like cheating is the easy way out.
That's one
where,
good reason.
Do you get that?
Just explained
She just
it.
Said so.
Nah, she just said her perspective on
what she's known, what she's seen.
But she said what she's doing. Okay, she's saying this, man.
Yeah.
Said, if we were an animal lab or whatever, yeah, she's seen.
Slu loves comparing
people.
Us with animals.
Listen, motherfucker. She's saying this species, they all, the guys have more than one female.
Mm.
What's going on? And then she says, I think because they're taking the easy way out.
No, but she said men and female.
I said
yeah,
both.
Yeah, but like, generally speaking,
okay,
I'm not saying women don't cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I also asked separately, Uti, what would make Uspume cheat? And then it was supposed to come, what would make Mike cheat?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Like, I get what she's saying. That's just what she's seen, what she's heard of, you know? When it comes to cheating, that's what she knows.
Yeah,
so that's what generally happens.
That's why it feels like it's the easy way out. Because not a lot of people, not everyone would take the hard way if the hard way was cheating.
I would say the easy way out is lying about it. But I would say the hard way would be being honest about it. It wouldn't be not cheating.
Okay.
Because I would say you wouldn't kill that thing. It's not.
What is that?
It's my extent.
It's not. You can't. I think that thing is there.
Mm.
Yeah, but how we approach it, I think, would change.
Would be the easier the
would
hard.
Be the easier the hard. It wouldn't be whether that thing is present or. Or not present.
Okay.
Mina, that's what I'm saying with you. Is that
Mina, I get Spuma's reasoning, and I've seen Spuma's reasoning, but also, people cheat just because, the wind is blowing, just because the sky is blue. Like, umuntu ngamthanda umuntu wakho, but, hey, koni febelan. You know? sometimes it's just, hey, right now. It's that simple.
And it's to show, and why I'm asking is to show the difference in terms of what it takes for her.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
what
yeah.
it takes for you.
Not me personally.
No, not you, but as a guy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What you channeling.
Yeah.
What you channeling in is in you, because you have to start from that basis and build on.
Whereas that's why they always say. But that's why they always say women cheating is more emotional than men cheating is just physical.
Because you're not taking care of me.
You're not being consistent with what you were doing. Yeah, very true. Very true. Which is why apparently women's cheating hurts men more than men's cheating hurts women.
I think... It would, dog.
When women cheat, they've already loved that person. Whereas you can literally love your wife and know that that's the woman you want to ride or die with. I just think all of it is trash.
It is trash.
It's fucking unfair.
What's fucking unfair? God.
Cheating.
Slu, I've had the most intense God questions, but I think I'll save it for next time.
The most intense God question.
I was looking at a meme the other day, and the meme was Somebody made dinosaur noises without hearing dinosaurs.
Without hearing dinosaurs.
Yeah,
he's sure.
Somebody made dinosaur noises without hearing dinosaurs.
Sure.
And so...
And we've just believed that. But that's like with everything. We also once had like a lesson in a college where our lecturer was basically like, everything that you know exists with a name. You, where the fuck, who decided and who was certified? Like, you grew up knowing that a chair is a chair and a desk is a desk and a bird is a bird and a car is a car. And but who's to say? Ngampela.
No,
it
but,
is what it
but
is.
But me, I'm fighting with this whole, like, religion and, like, science thing. Lentogo, it's okay. If nobody heard dinosaur noses...
Who the fuck like, was sitting around going, rah, rah.
Exactly. And besides that, okay, in the Bible, apparently, I did a little bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
God made animals, humans, yeah, animals, male and female, on the sixth day. But we don't know dinosaurs. Humans don't know dinosaurs at all. Dinosaurs
but dinosaurs
existed.
Are animals.
Huh?
Wouldn't they classify as animals?
They would classify as animals, but like we don't know. There's no scripture. There's no writings on the wall. There's no drawings. Anything.
And it said, rah, rah. See,
there was dinosaurs or any pictures of dinosaurs. So where does that whole thing come from? Did God make dinosaurs on the sixth day as well? Did Adam and Eve, were they just chilling with dinosaurs?
But like you don't take. If you take one perspective to try explain everything,
I want like somebody like answer my question. Like, what happened to the dinosaurs, bro? Like, why aren't they in the Bible too?
Maybe they weren't important.
For me, I think the Bible is more human stories as opposed to.
Animal stories or whatever.
Event of like, what's this day?
Like there wasn't a T-Rex on Noah's Ark.
Maybe that's what the fuck happened. Maybe the dinosaurs weren't invited on Noah's Ark.
Okay. But also,
then they all died.
Stories of like maybe there were two restarts to the world.
Yeah.
There's the one in the Noah's Ark in Eni.
There's one
prior.
That's the Big Bang.
Old Testament,
which also cleared everything out and whatnot. So it's like a cyclical thing where there's always restarts and whatnot. So also it's like we're like a species with amnesia where we don't really know where the fuck we come from and like where we pull from is like immediate history. It's like if you looked at us, how old are we pulling from yesterday to say this is what we are. So there's just this whole block. About gap in terms of like where we come from and whatnot. So I think stories serve as a way to fill in those gaps.
Sure.
So that's what I'm saying. You can't take one perspective and say maybe it's going to explain everything.
Yeah.
Also, the Bible is like, it's got a lot of holes. You know, sometimes I try, but I'm just like,
This is too much. You need to give yourself to it.
Like, I feel like there's too many unexplained things. Like, I always question, like, literally from page one, I'm already like...
That's the thing. But, like, with all my church friends, you're not supposed to question.
But you taking it as, like, a literal...
No, but, like, Slu, even...
But if you took it as like, a story. It's like just how when story. You listen to Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
And, like, there's this here. You don't question... the tiger and all of these things and the characters and how they talk and
But I think it's because I question it because I don't know, like because Christianity and like what, like these are meant to be actual events that actually took place
and facts.
Like it's meant to be facts, but now because of what I know and the knowledge that I have, yes, it can be facts in the Bible, but maybe I'm like, but is it really possible?
You know,
but you're struggling with the perspective and how you.
Yeah, like I mean, for example, Adam and Eve, their husband and wife.
Sure. Yeah.
And they had kids.
Yeah.
And the kids were fucking each other to make more kids, who were fucking each other to have more kids.
Which you know eventually spread.
And then we come to where was the point where we said, okay, now there's different surnames.
Because also
now there's different. Because now if you get
also from, the Bible, I need to see there's a series of books which in, so it's not what you see as the Bible now is not the full scripture.
Yeah, but you see, but
there's books which were paid.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you mean like,
put in, yeah.
Function, yeah, but yeah. In, so that's what I'm saying in terms of how you. So that's what I'm saying. How you're reading the book and how you're approaching the book, maybe what's like preventing you from actually. It's people who make things.
Scientology, slow.
And what's in them, Chita?
Hey, guys.
But yeah, I think it's just that it's like your perspective. Like if you look like Jordan Peterson, like the way he goes through like the Bible lectures, like from like a psychological perspective, it's deep truths, like deep like human truths, and like it's almost biological truths which stand the test of time. But if you, I'm telling you, it's just a perspective thing because it's stories about understanding what we are. It's stories about understanding what we are. Yeah, pretty much.
Guys,
that's deep. This literally just mindfucked me,
bro. Literally, and I hate the topic of like the Bible and anything towards that.
But it's growth. Needed for growth.
Yeah, true. But you know what? Like, I'm still. A person that hasn't come, especially when it comes to death, I haven't come to like accepting it.
Yeah.
So talks of the Bible, talks of God, talks of what happens in the after, all that shit literally makes me so uncomfortable because I'm not yet like.
But cool, every culture I has understand. It.
I know, and
you
it
check
sucks.
The Egyptians. The Egyptians had the two soul chandes, where like your physical body is a soul, and then there's like your spiritual soul.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then they separate.
Ah.
So if you're not ready to die, then that's what brings you back. Is your physical.
And then you haunt people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, guys. I still have a massive like issue with the fact that, you know, one day.
Yeah. Mushrooms and then so collect.
I don't want that shit. Like I'm working on it. I'm working on like getting my because I can't barely do oibalegel. So I am working on like being okay with it. But hi over man, it's just like I'm just like yo.
That's actually the biggest question to all of these things that we're talking about is that like when you know that you're gonna die, then what's the point of? And you also don't know what happens after death. But you know you grow up knowing that. Your life's
I don't have
you,
that.
You live to die.
So then what's the point of
I don't have
existence
that.
In? And that's what all of these things try to answer.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
I'm immortal, dog. I'm immortal.
Okay, babes. I think let's end it there. I don't want to continue. DR and Smart go have a nice dinner.
Sure.
Hi, boo. So yeah, catch us again some other time. We'll be here recording, talking shit.
As usual.
Yeah, bruh. Listen to Party Time, The Couch of Swan.
Yo, what's up, bud?
I forgot how no, I'm not even gonna lie to you, I forgot how to end it. I used to end it, but I forgot.
So no, because you'd be pissed drunk. So well. That's why.
Yeah?
You'd be pissed drunk. That's why.
So well.
I know, right? Mike, do you wanna take it for me this time around?
Yeah.
Nope. Meaning it's bye bye guys. I love you all. I'm Mike D signing out.
Hi, it's about that time. It's party time from the Couch of Swan on Radio DR.co.za.